It's going to be different this year. It'll be different. Now, you may...
Could you very, very, very...
You may think that what I'm going to say today is some kind of extreme Zionist dribble. It's not. It's really Torah, and I'm going to prove it. We're not going to talk politics. No politics. But something I think that's very fascinating. As an introduction to the Shir, I want to repeat a, I don't know what to call it. I think about 20 years ago, it was going around all over the world. I don't know whether you call it a joke or an anecdote or a something or other. And over the last week, I asked a number of people if they remembered exactly how it went. Nobody remembered, and everybody had a different nusach, Ashkenaz, Sfarad, Chabad. So I'll put it one way. The story is told of one of the people in the story is definitely begging. Now, the one he's talking with can either be Carter, right? It's Carter, Sadat, the Pope. Anyway, Carter has three phones. Now, if you know how Joe really should go, you're in the right to tell me. He has three phones, red, white, and blue.
By the local call?
That's it. But just wait. So anyway, he has these three phones. So begging us, what do you have these three phones for? Well, so the red one, of course, is in case of emergency. If you have to speak to Comrade Bulgan in Moscow, all right, to avert the nuclear war. The other is to call out the army. The white phone is to call God. Begin says, you know, I also have three phones. I can't figure out who the three phones are. Well, I imagine one was the commander-in-chief of the army, and the other one, the president of the United States. In moments of crisis, you do have to call the president of the United States. And the white one, he also has a white one. And the white one, that's to call God. So Carter tells him, you know, we don't use the white one too often, only in extreme emergencies, because it's an extremely expensive call all the way up there. And Begin says, we use it often. From here, it's a local call. That's be'erach the joke. The substance of the shir is going to be the extent to which it is a local call. And the fact that it's a local call is going to make a major difference in the mitzvah of tshuva and in the acceptance of tshuva. I can tell you the substance of the shir right now. God receives tshuva more readily, more quickly, with greater mercy and compassion in Eretz Yisrael than he does with Chutz Lars. Because from here it's a local call. Now I have to prove that. I can't just make a statement like that and go ahead and just, well, you know, say he said, so Rabbi Gold said. Okay. No. I'm going to show you sources. There's a clear-cut difference. It's just not the same. And we'll begin with number one. Number one, and I've learned it in the past, and it blew my mind. HaMitzvah HaHayim Gimel. This is the Sefer HaMitzvot of the Rambam, where the Rambam lists all the positive and negative commandments. Mitzvah 73, you will see, happens to be the mitzvah with which the Rambam begins Hilchot Tshuva. The laws of Tshuva begin with the Rambam saying the statement that whatever person does an Avera, and he reaches the point where he's going to do tshuva, there's a mitzvah for him to say vidui. You have to express verbally everything that's going on in your mind. Ono Hashem, chotosi, ovisi, poshati, I have sinned. That's a mitzvah asay, vidui. And here it is in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Hu HaTzivui, this is the command, שמצטווינו לחודות בחטאים שחטאם לפניו יתעלה בדיבור. We've been commanded to express, admit, confess the sins that we sin before him, the exalted one, bidibur. Not enough to think about it. You have to express it with words. כשנושוב מהן, when we do tshuva from those sins. V'sehu ha-vidui. That is vidui. Sheyoma, that he should say, on Hashem, chatosi, ovisi, poshati, v'asiti, kach v'kach. This is halacha aleph in the Rambam, Perek aleph, in Hilchot Tshuva. But here it is, where he expresses it in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And v'yadchinat ha-dibur. For a person, if he's capable to, of, he should elaborate on it. Tell the Rebbe Yishalem how you feel, how bad you feel, how embarrassed you are, what regrets you have. Tell it then. V'yivakesh kapara b'inyam zeh kifi tzachot l'shano. A person should ask for forgiveness according to the ability that he has to express himself. U'lefi she'nema, now watch this. Where in Torah does it say v'hitvadu, they shall confess? It says it when a person brings a korban. You bring a sacrifice, you bring a korban chatos, a korban oshon. You don't just bring it, you have to bring it and you say v'idu, rabbeishon, forgive me, I sin. U'lefi she'nemar ha'tzivui hazeh, since this command was said, chloma. Which command? The command of the hisvadu, and they shall confess. Yachad and chiyuv hakorban, it was said together with the obligation to bring a sacrifice. Hoyochol lalo bigatenu, it could possibly have occurred to us, she'en havidu levado mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. I could have thought that there is no such mitzvah as vidui alone. Then vidui is part of korban. You bring a sacrifice. They will say vidui. Elo mitfele korban. It is a something that is a tuffle. It's an accessory to korban. But the idea of just saying on Hashem chatosi avisi chashati, one might have thought that that's not a mitzvah. Leficha chutzvichu levayr et zeh b'mechilta. The mechilta is a priceless Talmudic expressions of halacha. The mechilta says the following. B'lashon zeh, these are the words of the mechilta. The Rambam is bringing the words of the mechilta. Yochal, I would think, b'zman she'en mevi'in nitvadin, I would have thought, b'zman she'en mevi'in nitvadin, I would have thought that when they bring the sacrifice, that's when they say vidui, that's when they confess. How do I know that you're supposed to confess even if you don't bring a korban? Amar, it says in Torah, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'hisvadu. Speak to the children of Israel, they shall confess. The simple meaning of the pasuk is confess with korban, without korban. It's a mitzvah. Ah, listen to the next line. Ain the national vidui elo ba'ores minayin after galut. From the Torah, it seems that the mitzvah of vidui is an Eretz Yisrael. How do I know that in galut also there's a mitzvah of vidui? You know, like you have to sit back and be overwhelmed by this. What does vidui have to do with Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laretz? There are mitzvahs hakiyot baaretz. There are mitzvahs that depend on the land. Truma, maisa, shmita, yovel, peya, maisa roni, maisa sheni. What does vidui, an expression of regret, what does that have to do with our song cultures? That's a big question. But the Mechilta says, yeah, I would have thought that the mitzvah vidui is only in Eretz Yisrael. How do I know? Also in Galus, I'm going to come back to another, something else that's fascinating about this statement of the Mechilta. Omar, continue. V'izvadu et avonam et avonam utam. They shall confess their sins and the sins of their fathers. I'm not sure precisely what the Mechilta means. Maybe the Mechilta means, you know, I confess for all the generations previously, even those who did not live in Eretz Yisrael. What's the relationship between vidui? I mean, would it have occurred to me to say that kosher you have to eat, Barrett's a squirrel, but in Golos, no, you can't even begin to say something like that. What does vidui have to do with Eretz Yisrael? That's what we're going to try and explain during the course of this year. V'chein Daniel Omar. Daniel said, L'cha Hashem atztok v'olom v'osh taponim. God, you are right, and we are full of shame. From everything that was mentioned, the following is clear. Vidui is a mitzvah of its own. It means an imkippur. When we say vidu, we are fulfilling a positive commandment of the Torah. It's not just plain, it's a mitzvah min haTorah. So that's clear. The chovah al achote is an obligation on the sinner, al eizah chet shechot, or whatever sin it may have been. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. He repeats it again. What is it? Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Bein shehikin korban, bein shalokin korban, regardless of whether he brought a korban or he didn't bring a korban. He has to confess. The Moshe Almighty Allah, as God the Exalted One said, they shall confess the sins that they did. Ulushon Sifra, the Sifra, another Tanaic compilation, said, Gankin also, Vidvada, Zed Vidui Dvarim. Words, verbally expressed, thought is not enough. Thought is not enough. Thought has to become expressed in words. The last chapter of the Masechta Kippurim, that's Masechta Yoma, this has already been explained. Okay? Before we go a little further, I just want to say there's another interesting little knetch over here in the Mechilta. When the Mechilta mentioned it first, it said, "En de mashma vidui elo ba'oret minayin af begolos." Wait a minute. What's usually the opposite of oretz? What the Rambam writes later, the opposite of oretz is chutz la'aretz. I know acquaintances of mine, if I would say something like, building in Golos, they would become extremely indignant. What are you talking about? And you're not in Golos over there in Eretz Yisrael. You're in the worst Golos. By Tzionim, by Kaifim, by the Tanyohi, you're in Golos. No, the understanding is that as long as there is no Moshiach, there is no Geula. But you know what the Mechilta is saying? Something that I've claimed for so many years. There are three different possibilities. There's Eretz Yisrael, there's Golos, and ultimately there'll be Geula. Eretz Yisrael can never be called Golos, because Golos is a geographic determination. If you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, you are exiled, you are in Golus. You can't be in Golus in Eretz Yisrael. Does it mean that you're in a process of, you're in Gula? No. But I'm just reading the filter. I mean, I'm not forcing myself onto this filter. The filter said, Minayin Ark, but Eretz, yes, but Minayin Ark in Golus. But one thing is clear. The Mefilteh said that one could have assumed or imagined that there's a difference in the mitzvah of viduin between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. And I guess why? Why? What should be the difference? It's not Trum, it's not Maisa, it's not Shemitah, it's not Yovel. It's not mitzvah B'li'aretz. So we'll have to leave the understanding of this a little bit further. And you know, they usually tell you, if I forget to come back to the beginning, somebody out there, have Rachmanis on me and bring me back. Okay? I'm going to go to number three. I'm going to be jumping around. Number three is a fascinating, it's a painful, but it's a fascinating medley. It's on the left-hand side of the page, number three. It's the Medrash of Eicha. And the Medrash is on a pasuk in Eicha that says, Yorganu, they exhausted us, v'lo hunach lanu, and they didn't let us rest. So the Medrash says the following, Nebuchadnezzar shchit atzamot. Nebuchadnezzar this is a term, shchit atzamos, let his bones be crushed. This is an earlier version of Yimach Shemay Vizichray. And the Gemara was shchit atzamos, let his bones be crushed. So Nebuchadnezzar shchit atzamos, tzivu l'nebuzaradim, he gave a command to his Ra'akal, his command, which is from the Zaradin, va'amale, and he said the following, Elohim de'inun mekabel bali tshuvahu. The God of these people, these dirty Jews, the God of these people receives back to him those who do tshuva. V'yodo pshuto lekabel shovim, and his hand is outstretched to receive those who repent. Kivin dat kvishlom, so you know what you have to do? When you conquer them, when you are kovesh them, when you bring them to the knees, lotish bekinan diyitzlun, don't give them the opportunity to pray. Just keep moving them, they shouldn't be able to pray. The lot yadun to yufto, so they should not do tshuva. Because if they do tshuva, that God is going to have mercy on them. And that fellow, that means, that's what means himself, is going to walk out with a black face, he's going to have mud all over his face. You can't let them do tshuva. After you conquer Eretz Yisrael and you capture the Jews, don't let them do tshuva. Don't let them have a moment of rest. Keeping the kavashas, so you know what happened? As soon as he conquered them, kad have a koyim chadmenhom, have a nosivle, or a fasile, yivarevo, anybody who saw getting up to pray, he cut it to shreds. They are now captives, and watch what he's going to do. Torifle, Kumeyam, V'inu Mahalchim Bal Korcheyam. You know what he did? In our generation, we know of it. A forced march. The end of the last few months of the Second World War. Forced marches. January, February, 1945. No food. Very little clothing. Cold. Jews were forced to march. Nebuzaradan made them march. V'inon Mahalkin, they were going to Al-Korten, they were forced. Shalom ben Tohu was offered that good. Omer Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to the Zaradi, who are Yoch? He is also somebody who's called into Mach Ar Yoch. V'loma nivra shmo Ar Yoch, Rabbi is called Ar Yoch. Shohaya nohem al hashiv yo ka'arye. He would roar over the captives like a lion. Anchi yu leprot. Listen to this verse. Until they arrive at the Euphrates. All the way out of Eretz Yisrael, the Euphrates, the prot, is the extreme border of Eretz Yisrael. Once you're by the prot, you're not in Eretz Yisrael. Kibushi yu leprot. Once they arrive, forced march, who knows, hundreds of thousands of Jews, day and night, moving. Amalahom lechayaluta, shaftinam dinichum. He told the soldiers, now let them rest. Dimin kadon, because from this point on and further, let olahamun chozer alem, that God doesn't turn to them from this point. They're outside Eretz Yisrael. Also Medrash. Here, if they do tshuva, no, maybe, maybe not. Don't let them stop to do tshuva while they're in Eretz Yisrael. Hador diksiv, that's why it says, Al Naharos Bavel, Shom Yoshatu. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Because all the way from Yerushalayim until the rivers of Babylon, the Babylonians force march them. No opportunity to do anything. No opportunity to turn heavenwards. Once they come to Chutzlars. All Semedish. On the Haros Bubble, Shom Yashadu, Gambachu, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and there we cried. Ad Lasham, Lo Yashavu. Until there, we didn't sit down. We didn't have a moment. We didn't have any rest. We were marched, forced to the Prat. Well, are we to assume that Nebuchadnezzar knew something that we didn't know, or something that we may know by the end of this year? That Tshuva in Eretz Yisrael is on a completely different level than Tshuva in Chutz Lartz. If they would have done Tshuva in Eretz Yisrael, God would have had mercy, pity, and compassion upon them immediately. We can't let them. Interesting. I think we're going to go to number six. Number six is a yes?
Maybe that's why the
Arabs got letters praying
on
Har HaBayis. That's why? Yeah, by the way, exactly what you said now is what I was thinking. And every visit to Har HaBayis, no, you can't pray. You know that? If they see your lips moving, Israeli police are going to stop you. Good example. Nebuchadnezzar didn't let them stop. The first moment at which they could sit down and cry, Eich nashir et shir Hashem al admat necha. So what does it say? They are now sitting on admat necha, foreign and strange soil. Alright? They're undone in Parshat Yitro, and they are Aseret HaDibrot. It says that God remembers for 2,000 generations, Ohavai, those who love me, the Shomrei Mitzvotai, those who keep my commandments. So the Ramban says the following, Umatzati ben Mefilta, I found in the Mefilta. It may be interesting that this is coming one after another in the Mefilta. Ohavai, the Mefilta says, Zeravron. The Kayotzimov, those who love God like Avram, Ulishamrei Mitzvotai, who are the ones that keep my commandments, the Nevi'im, the prophets, and the Zakenim. Listen to Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan Omer Lo Ohavai Ulishamrei Mitzvotai. Who are those who love me and keep my commandments? אלו שהם יושבים בארץ ישראל ונותנים נפשם על המצוות. Those who live in Eretz Yisrael and are Moser Nefesh in order to fulfill mitzvahs. All of a sudden, Reb Nosson has made a big difference between fulfilling mitzvahs in Chutzaretz and fulfilling mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not making this up. We find it now in the two Mechiltas, we find it in the Haman, we find it in the Medrash and Eichot. There's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzaretz. Let's continue to read the Ramban. He's describing a scene in Eretz Yisrael. Malcho yotze lehoreg, why are you being taken out to be killed? Al shemalti et b'ni. And the one who's being taken out, most probably to be crucified. Al shemalti et b'ni, because I circumcised my son. Malcho yotze yisarif, why are they taking you out to burn you at the stake? Al shekarati b'torah, because I studied the Torah. Malcho yotze yitzalei, that's really to be crucified. Why are you being taken out to be crucified? Asha chalti et ha-matzah. I ate matzah. Malcho lokem me'afargal. I think that's some kind of a whip. Why are you being whipped? Asha natalti et ha-lulav. Because I took a lulav. Va'omer, and it says, Asha hukesi beit ma'avai. That I was struck, I was beaten in the house of my beloved. Hamakot ha'elu gormili lehov la'avi sheva shamayim. I think it means two things over here. On the contrary, we are an amshei oref. And the more you beat us, the more we become devoted to God. And the more you beat us, the more God loves us. You know, one doesn't have to be taken out to be crucified. Living in our soul at a time when, you know, it's a little dangerous. You know, enough of my friends and mishpoch and chutzar think you're crazy. You know, how many times did they say you're not coming back? And that kind of thing. Eli shigoshim veretz yisrael umekayim et hamitzvot. This is Le'ohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai. Harei, the Ramban goes on to say, Pidush, Rebbe Nosson, ki ha'avor mesiras ha'nefesh ala mitzvah. You know what avor is? Loving God is? Mesiras nefesh in the performance of mitzvahs. Okay. Let's do another medrash. Number two. And we'll start bringing them together, you'll see. Rabbi Yehuda Rav Simon Pasach. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rav Simon, opened his discussion of this pasuk. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechem. You should follow your God. So he asks the question, it's asked in different ways by the Gemara and the Medrash. The Chiyetche, is it possible Levosal Vadam to a person of flesh and blood Lahaloch HaFach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to follow in the footsteps of the Holy One, Blessed Be He? Oto Shekatuv Bo, the one about whom it is said Bayam Darkeo Ushvil Chobimayim Chavim. God moves across the seas and mighty oceans. I can follow him. We can follow him. V'atol meni, you're telling me, Acharei Hashem Teilechu. This is the awesome God. How do we follow him? U'botin v'kun, and the Pasuk says, well, no, we should cling to him. We should cleave to him. How do we do that? O'tosha katumbo, that God about whom it says, Ki Hashem Elokecho Eishalcho, God your God is a fire that consumes. Utsiv, Daniel says, Korsay Shivivin Dinur, his throne is made up of fire. Utativin, it says, Nahar Dinur Nogay Vinofat Min Kalamo, before him there is a river of fire. How are we going to, how can the Jew be commanded, follow God? Vata Omer, and you're telling me, Ubotid Vakun, we should cling to him? Ella, he You know how we do it? I'll show you how we do it, the Nebi says. Min tfilah priyaton shel olam lo mitaseh kakodesh baruch hu elo b'matar tfilah. From the very beginning of the creation of the world, you know what God did after the world was created? He planted. Hadot iksiv, it says, Vayita Hashem Elokim gam ve'eden. God planted a garden in Eden. Afata, you want to follow in the footsteps of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Tishin isnos la'aretz. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, lotit astu elavim matat chila. Don't plant. Hadot iksiv. That's what the Torah means when it says, Ki tavo el haaretz, when you come to the land, unetaten, you should plant kol eitz ma'achal. Now, it means, the Medrash also seems to be saying, you know, there's planting in Chutz La'aretz, and there's planting in Eretz Yisrael. But planting in Eretz Yisrael is in its essential form different, completely different. It's not the same. That may very well take us one step further to an understanding of the Mechilta that we began with. Ubotid Bakun. How do we fulfill clinging and cleaving to him? By planting. Planting a tree in Eretz Yisrael. It's unbelievable. I look at my, I have to learn this medrash from my wife. She went off to daven someplace today. Okay. We have a, she made a roof garden for me. That was her birthday gift to me on my 60th birthday. I was out. I was very, very recently. I was away in Chutz La'aretz. I was in New York for 5 weeks to organize a major demonstration against the Oslo process. So when I'm away, she has the time to bring somebody in, and so we have this roof done. I don't want to tell you how many years later, it's what you figure out from 1983. It's unbelievable. I have such hanah from that rooftop. Just sit out there. What did God do when he created this world? He planted. But the Medrash is saying you can cling to God, you become close to him through planting. Through planting where? In Eretz Yisrael. I think we're going to go one step further and allow the strands are going to be coming together. Number four. Two halachos in the Rambam's in Hilchos Tshuva. Let's go. We got to move. Kol HaNaviim Kulam Tzivu Al HaTshuva. All of the prophets commanded that we should do Tshuva. Ve'en Yisroel Nidom HaNel HaTshuva. And Israel is not redeemed without Tshuva. Ukrad Yiftech HaTorah. The Torah has already guaranteed Shesof Yisrael Lassus Tshuva B'Sof Galut. On the end is that Jews are going to do Tshuva at the end of their exile, will be Yad Hei Nigolin, and immediately they're going to be redeemed. Shenema. This is this week's Sedra. He's quoting now, the Rambam is quoting Parshas Nitzavim, and Parshas Nitzavim is going to be extremely significant in bringing all of the pieces together. V'hoyer ki yavo alecha kol hadvarim ha'eleh. You know what? Just turn over quickly for a second. I have the part, chapter 30 in Bamidbar, in Parshat Nitzavim, is called the Parshat HaTshuva, the Parshat Tshuva. 10 psukim. You may never have noticed, but you're going to notice it now. V'hoya. Yes, the word Bahaya is missing. Only because in my Chumash, the word Bahaya is printed on the other side of the page. I didn't want to Xerox a whole page just to get out one little Bahaya. You'll believe me. It says, Bahaya ki yavo alev ha'kol ha'dvarim ha'el ha'brach ha'kol, when all of these things would happen for our history, the blessing and the curse. Hashem ha'tati lufanecha that I did for you. Va'ashevota elev ha'vecha. You will take it to your heart, the Chol HaGoyim, amongst all of the nations, Asher Hidichecha Asher Elokecha Shomer, that God had dispersed you out there. V'shavta, You will return Ad Hashem El Gevel to God your God, Vishamata Bekolo, and listen to his voice, Yechol Asher Anot Mitzadcha Hayom, as I commend you today, Ata Ubonecha, you and your children, Chol Avotcha, Chol Nafshecha. Here comes the great pasuk that we're going to say in Slichas and in Davening, don't ask. Veshav Hashem Elokecha Tzvutcha, God is going to return your captivity, V'nichamecha, no, what's happening over there? A process of tshuva has begun. A process of tshuva. Or out there in all of the places where you have been dispersed, you're going to begin turning back to God. You know what God is going to do? He's going to bring you back. Where is he going to bring you back? He's going to bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. The return to Eretz Yisrael, that's the culmination of the process of tshuva. The psukim say it. Psukim say it. You don't have to hear the strains of the Hatikva playing in the background. The psukim say, just read the psukim. V'shav Hashem Elokeinu tshuva v'nichamecha. V'shav. And he will turn v'kibetzcha mikol ha'am, and he will gather you into all the nations. Asher hefitzcha Hashem Elokeinu tshuva, where God had dispersed you. In Yehni Dacha Chavik Tzei HaShemayim, you should be out there fast, looking at the very end of the heavens. Misham, from there, Yekabetz HaShem Elokecha, God will gather you in, Misham Yikochecha, and from there he's going to take you. This is part of the process of tshuva. The Hebiachor HaShem Elokecha El Haaretz. You hear? The process of tshuva is bringing you back to the land. Asher Yehoshua Elokecha V'rishta, and you will inherit the Tivcha. And he will be good to you. Behir b'chomei avotecha. And he will make you, he will make you more numerous than your forefathers. Behir b'chomei avotecha. You know what behir b'chomei avotecha means? It's so simple, most people overlook it. I once said it some years ago, it also appeared in an article in the Jerusalem Post in 1990. There was an article that appeared in the Post saying that by the end of the decade, or a few years after that, man, woman, or child is going to walk off a plane onto the tarmac at Ben Gurion Airport, and at that moment there's going to be a dramatic and radical change in Jewish history. Because that man, woman, or child who's going to walk off the plane is going to tip the scales, and at that point, Eretz Yisrael is going to become the largest Jewish community in the world. We passed that already. Not only we passed that, but by the way, I always comment when I quote that article in the Jerusalem Post. I am not such a godly historian that I remember every article in the Jerusalem Post. But I wrote that one. I remember. Ve'hitzitko v'hir b'chol me'avotecho. You know what that means? This has been fulfilled here, not only to us, but through us in our day. At the peak period of Jewish population, in the period of the second Beit HaMikdash, the largest possible number of Jews was 2,350,000. 2,350,000. Peak period. I don't know, was it at the time of the Hashmonaim? According to many scholars, it was closer to between 1.5 to 2 million. We passed that 40 years ago in this country. He's going to make you more numerous than your fathers. We are more numerous by far. It's the Rebbein Shem's bracha. We're part of it. It's amazing. I love it. But what's the parasha of tshuva saying? The parasha of tshuva saying that tshuva and Eretz Yisrael are inextricably intertwined. I believe this is expressed, I have a chance to look at it, I saw it years ago. I believe the Meshech Chachma very simply says over here that first will come the return of people to Klal Yisrael. Second will come the return of people to parents' final. And the next step that's going to come after that is going to be return of Klal to the Rebbeinu himself. Because the ultimate process of Tshuva is going to end at the end of these 10 Pesukim. We're certainly in the middle of that process. What's the Torah say? What's the Torah say? That Tshuva and Eretz Yisrael seem to be interrelated. But what we still have to get to is, why? What makes this relationship between Jew and Eretz Yisrael? There's no question about it that if a Jew does Tshuva in Alaska, why is that the most God-forsaken place I could think of? Oh, Sarah Palin is there, not that place. There must be other places in the world that are God-forsaken. Wherever a Jew is, God is going to accept it. Let's turn back to the Rambam. We're going back. Going back to the Rambam. So the Rambam says, Halacha He, Chapter Zion, Kol Arigim Tumam Tzivu Ala Tshuva, Vein Yisrael Nibom and Elo Tshuva, Ukari Tifa Torah, the Torah is already guaranteed, Shesof, the end is that Yisrael are going to do Tshuva at the end of their exile, Umiyat Heng Nigolim, Shenema Bahoyim Yavo Olecha. The Rambam is quoting the Parashas HaTshuva that we just read. V'nichamecha, v'shavi kibetz on the kol ha'am asher, v'fitz v'ashem v'lekech ha'shama. G'dola tshuva. Here we're coming to the answer. Tshuva is great, shenekarevet and ha'odam l'shchina. The greatness of tshuva is that it brings a human being close to the divine presence. Shenema, tshuva Yisrael, ar Hashem l'kech Israel, return. Tshuva brings you ad Hashem l'kech unto God again. V'nema, Amos says, "Below Shaftem Adayni Hashem." God says, "You have not yet returned unto me." V'nema, Yirmiyahu says, "In Toshuv Yisrael Ni Hashem." God says, "If you are going to do tshuva, Eloi Toshuv to me." Klomar, Yirmiyahu is saying, "In Tazor Tshuva, if you're going to do tshuva, be tibak, cling to me, cling to me, tshuva." Creates a relationship of closeness between man and God. How else can you create a relationship of closeness? By planting the fruit-bearing tree in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam is saying that the whole process of tshuva is supposed to bring to be close to God. That's what tshuva is supposed to be accomplished. So what do you think? It's a local call from here. Let's go further. Hatshuva mekarevet et harachokim. Tshuva brings close those who are distant. Emesh, what, this is such a beautiful Rambam. It's poetry. Emesh, just last night, hayazeh samui lifnei hamakom, this person was hated before God. I don't even think I have to translate those words. Shekets. Abhorring. Disgusting. An abomination. That's what this man was just last night. Vahayom. Today? Oh, he's beloved. And he's not what he's desired. Karo, he's close. You did, he's a friend. Look what happened. So you find also that the same terminology with which the Holy One blessed be He distances those who sinned. With the same words, He brings those who do tshuva, He brings them close. Instead of saying about the Jewish people, you are not my people, yea, Omer Lehem, it will be said about them that they are B'nei Kael Chai, the sons of the living God. The name of Yechonio Berishoso, about Yechonio, king of Yehuda, when he was evil. Kitvu et ish hazeh arivi, write about this man that he will be barren and childless. Gevelo Yitzlach b'yom of a person who will never succeed in his life. In Yeh Konyohu ben Yehoyokim Melech Yehuda, chotam ayat yemini, if he would, if this fellow Yechonia would be like a signet ring on my right hand, I'll tear him away from it. This is how God talks about Yechonia when he is a Hashem. The king of Yeshua in Golos, and when he did tshuva in Golos, Nema, it says about his son Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the one who brought Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. It says about Zerubbabel, then Vayamahu Hashem Tzalkot, Ekochecha, I'm going to take you, Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel Avdim. Nirom Hashem, my servant says God, v'samticha, I'm going to make you kachotam, like a signet ring. The same terminology that he used to distance him. Would you come and say, Father, the purpose of tshuva is to bring man close to God. Whatever accomplishes that, is therefore a significant aspect of tshuva. Therefore, Eretz Yisrael is the place where Ein Hashem Elokecha Bo Meidei Shikshana V'Hachot Shana, the Shekhinah is here. They say there were sightings someplace in America, but I don't believe it. It must have been the UFO. They thought that the Shekhinah was out there. You know, certain place in upstate New York, in Jersey, that's all. The shame is here. Obviously, this is what the Nefilda that we began with has this in mind. I would have thought, no, you see, listen, the Nefilda would never have said about a different mitzvah. I would have thought that this mitzvah is only in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Golos. Let's choose another mitzvah. I don't know what other mitzvah.
Shabbat.
Okay, Shabbat, that's okay with me. Any mitzvah you want. The only mitzvah that the Mechilta says it about, that I would have thought that this mitzvah can be fulfilled only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Golos, is the mitzvah of Vidui and Tshuva, because the purpose of Vidui and Tshuva is to bring man close to God. The place to get close to God is here. This is where God plants. This is where we cling to. That's the fact. What can I do about it? If Nebuchadnezzar knew that there was a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, once they get to the cross, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachim. Rabbi Nosson, who's quoted by the Ramban from the Mechilta, who are Ohavai. That means whatever we do in Eretz Yisrael, we are closer to Him. And if the whole purpose of tshuva is to bring us close to the Rebbeinu, this is the best place to do it. Let's turn over. Just another medrash or two to close with. Number 8. Doracha. In Lamnatseach Mizmor the Dovah that we say between Ashrei and Ubol Tzion, it says, Yishlach Ezrecho Mikodesh. God is going to send your help. Is going to come Mikodesh, from the place that is Kodesh. Omer Ablevi. And I don't, for this week, and the weeks following, this is an extremely important medrash. We have to walk around with this medrash in our hearts. Amar Rav Levi said, Kol tovot u'brachot v'nechamot shakodesh baruch hu atid litein l'Yisrael einom elo mitzion. All of the good, the blessings, and the consolation that HaKodesh Baruch Hu sent to the Jewish people is only from Tzion. Yeshua, salvation, comes mitzion. I think this is going to, we're going to have to start collecting on the medrash in the next week or two or more. Salvation comes mitzion shenah. Ki mi yitain mitzion Yeshua, who will give us from Tzion, salvation of Israel. Oh, strength comes mitzion shenah. Marte Uzichoy Mishlach Hashem Mitzion, the staff of your strength, God is going to send from Zion. Brocha Mitzion, blessing comes from Zion. Shenema, Yivarechecho Hashem Mitzion, let God bless you from Zion. Shofar Mitzion, we're coming to Rosh Hashanah. Shofar. I have a feeling that maybe this medrash would say that there's a difference even between Tekiyas Shofar in Eretz Yisrael and Tekiyas Shofar in Chutz Laretz. Shofar Mitzion, Shenema, Tik'u Shofar Mitzion, a pasuk in Yonah, blow the shofar in Zion. Tau Ubrocha V'chayim Mitzion. Do, blessing, life comes from Zion. Shenema. Kitau chelon sheyored al arei Zion, kishon siva Hashem et habracha. Pasuk in Tehillim, like the dew that comes down from the chelon and comes down upon the mountains of Zion. By the way, the word Zion has a specific meaning and a broader meaning. The specific Zion is Yerushalayim, but Zion is also all of Eretz Yisrael. Torah min Zion. That everybody should be able to quote. Shenema, ki mitzion teitze Torah. And there, of course, the Gemara indeed says that there's ein Torah ki Torah Eretz Yisrael. Studying Torah Eretz Yisrael is different. Ezra yesiyua mitzion. Help and assistance come from Zion. Shenema, yishlach Ezra cha mikodesh. That's the passage that we start the Nebi started with. Yishlach Ezra HaMikadosh Mikidush Nasim Shigesh B'yotcha, it comes from the sanctity of the good deeds that you have in your hand. Umitzion Yisodecho, and from Yisodecho, from Tzion he's going to give you assistance. Mitzion Nasim Shigesh B'yotcha, from Tzion come those deeds that are in your hand. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Lech Amorim Yisrael, Banai, Kishem Shani Porush, Kachti Yuprishim, Kishem Shani Kadosh, Kachti Yukadoshim, Hadohu Dechtiv, Kadoshim to you. Everything comes from Tzion. What a very, very beautiful medrash. Okay. I'm going to read one more medrash, and then we'll close. But the idea is following. The Rambam says the purpose of tshuva is to bring man close, to recreate a relationship between God and man, a relationship of being close, clinging to. And that relationship is something that is more intense and more powerful right here in Eretz Yisrael. Every one of the medrashim we learn shows how anything good that will come, the karma is going to come via Zion. I'm convinced that there were good things. We hope all the very best for Jews throughout the world. But that bracha comes down to the world via Zion. And it may also be dependent on the relationship that the Jew in Chutz Laretz has to Eretz Yisrael. May depend on that as well. Last medrash, number 9. Rabbi Yeshua the Sechnin, the Sheva of Levi Pasach. Higdalti ma'asai banitin ibatim. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Kohelet, I did great things, I built houses, matati likronim, I planted vineyards. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Lecha Marlo Avotu Rishonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, go tell the others, go tell Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Higdalti lasos in b'neichem, I've done great things with your children. Kol mashi hitneiti imachem. Everything that I made, that I said as a condition to you, whatever I promised. Baniti libatim shenema ubatim leim kol tov. They're going to come into an Eretz Yisrael that's going to be full of houses with all good. Natati likrom shenema romim v'zeitim mashe natati, the vineyards and the olive groves. I will make them. Or seated in Brechot Mayim, I make pools of water. Shenema, Borot Chatzubim, there will be there will be wells dug out with water. Everything, even straw and hay. Eretz Yisrael is not lacking anything. Eretz Chiton, Sora, of Sicily, Ganos and Pardesan, Natati Behem Eitz Kol Pri, Adon Nitzir, Ki Tavo Ola Oretz, Unetatem. So I tell you, one of the things that I did over the summer, I had to be in Chutz Loretz for a few days. I had to be in a fashion in a place in Chutz Loretz for a few days. In Austria, okay? Austria, yeah. I hear him speak German, I just cringe. But when I go for very religious reasons. Austria is a beautiful country. Water, waterfalls, rivers, lakes, green. So they said, you know what I'm doing here? Tell you what I'm doing here. There was a period of 1800 years that very little grew in this country. Torah said that the land is going to be shmoa, it's going to be desolate. That's exactly what happened. About 100 years ago, in the beginning of this great and awesome process in which we find ourselves, the land started coming back to itself. Aufgeladen. But you know, you have to make up for the 1800 years of nothing growing here. So if I want to see what Eretz Yisrael is going to look like in 30, 40 years, I tend to look at Austria today. That's what it's going to look like. And not only that, in 56 years, it will look even more beautiful than Austria. This is God's country. It's going to have to be the most beautiful country on the face of this earth. But we can see it if we look places in the world. We can see what Eretz Yisrael once was and what the Yetzer Hashem will be. The relationship to Eretz Yisrael is a relationship of dvekus. The whole process of tshuva is dvekus. And therefore, the process of tshuva in Eretz Yisrael, the mechilta, the Rambam, the Medrash, it's far, far easier to do tshuva here than any place in the world. And maybe it won't be worth while coming just to Rosh Hashanah in Kippur. Then Rosh Hashanah goes to work. Anyway, we continue next week. Thank you.
Snow. So I was it.